Tanya for the 10th of Kislev, Yud Kislev, is in Kuntis Achen, Lahavim Mashakosu, the Priyetz Chaim, where the Alter Rebbe is describing the difference between the study of halachas and the love and fear of the angels. That the love and the fear of the angels are created beings, and therefore they conceal the godliness that is within them, the Chachma Iloah. Mashenkin ha-halachis is the beginning of today's Shia. Mashenkin ha-halachis, but the study of the halachis as they appear in Torah. Harei ha-or ha-chachma me'ira behem begili. The Chachma Iloah, the divine wisdom, is revealed in them and shines openly. The levusho asiyo, and the fact that it is clothed in gashmis, it's clothed in the world of asiyo, hu derech ma'aver levad. It is merely a channel through which the Chachma Iloah expresses itself, but in that sense it's a garment, but not in the sense of concealing and hiding what is clothed within it. As for example, on Yom Tov, Chesed Atzilus is clothed completely in Chesed Debriyo, and it gives life to the physical world. Al Yidei Mave Chesed Yitzira V'Asiya, and it comes through the channel of Chesed Yitzira and Chesed of Asiya. So the Chesed of Atzilus is completely revealed in the world of Bria, in the Chesed of Bria, and from there it comes to the physical through, by passing through the Chesed of Yitzira and Asiya. Hanikra Gamken is Lapshus, and this too is called being clothed, enclosed. It's not just a passing through. Sheim Loikein Lahayapoyo Begashmi Selam Hazeh, because without it, without coming through the chesed of Yitzir and Asiya, the kindness of Atzilus would not be able to be effective in the physical. It wouldn't bring about any change in the physical. The af shegashmi selam haze vade master legamri afila chesed Asiya. And although the physical condition of this world certainly conceals and hides completely the chesed of Asiya, even the chesed of Asiya, mikol makim ha-halacha atzma eina gashmi es mamish. But the halacha, studying a halacha concerning a physical mitzvah, is not itself literally physical. Shehi b'chinas rotzen hanimshe mechochmi lo le-hokel el-hachmi. You're studying the divine will that comes from chachma, from the divine wisdom, to either be stringent or lenient, as the halacha may turn out. Only it reveals itself and it shines in the physical. etc. Just as water flows downwards without changing at all, without becoming concealed or filtered. The halacha comes down into the gashmis unchanged, just as the water that comes to the bottom of the hill is exactly the same water that was on the top of the hill. The halacha as it is in the gashmis is unchanged from the way it was in Ruchnis. V'hadover ha-gashmi atzmei shebei medaberes ha-halacha be'emes hu master legamri. The physical object itself, which the halacha is dealing with, does in fact conceal godliness. As for example, the person who studies the halacha of a sale in which a cow was exchanged for a donkey, so certainly the cow and the donkey would conceal the godliness that is within them. And the same is also with the halacha concerning the sacrifice that was either pigul or not pigul. So the meat of the sacrifice itself certainly conceals the godliness within it, because it's a physical object. This is not a contradiction to what he said before, that the object of the esrog again of the tefillin or the mezuzah themselves reveal chachma ilah, reveal godliness, because there the object is the mitzvah. But here we're talking about a halacha concerning a physical object, which is not a mitzvah. It's about the sale of a cow or a donkey, or about a piece of meat, whether it's pigul or not pigul. So there, the physical object itself does conceal godliness. But the physical intelligence, the seichel gashmi, with which a person understands the halacha, since the godliness is clothed in that halacha, therefore the seichel that understands it does not conceal the godliness, but actually reveals it. But the halacha itself, and the reason, the revealed reason for the halacha, he in the bechinas malchus, the bria of the yitzira, it comes from malchus of bria and yitzira. The bechinas neshama, the reason for the halacha, the reasoning, the seichel of it, comes from the world of bria. And the ruling, the psak halacha itself, comes from the world of Yetzira, and it is on the level of neshama of Yitzira and Yetzira. Shehu elikus hamachaye umahave nefesh ruach debiya. And that is the godliness that gives life to the nefesh and ruach of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Shehein dechilu ruchimu shalam alochim v'haneshomez v'chabad shalohem ayin liyesh. And what is the nefesh and ruach of Bria? It is the love and the fear of the angels and of the souls and of the understanding that they have, which are all created out of nothing. And therefore it satisfies their thirst. This godliness, which is the Torah as it is above in the higher world, satisfies the needs or the thirst of the angels and of the neshamas in the worlds of Bri Yitzirasiya. And Gam Achashiyodalasiya, and even after the halacha, the chachma, comes down into the world of Asiya, he lemaila maila mebechinas chabad da Asiya, afilu de bechinas neshama shihelikus. It remains higher than the chabad of Asiya, which is a created condition, even of the neshama of Asiya, which is godliness. But it's the godliness contained within a nivra, within a created being. Which is why the study of the halacha brings a greater revelation of godliness than the love and fear and intellect of the angels and the shamas that are in the higher worlds, in the worlds of Bri Yitzira Asiya. In the Hayem Yom for the 10th of Kislev, for Yud Kislev, the Rebbe writes, Admur Hamtzoyi, Yotza Lecheiris, the Tzaddik Rebbe was released from prison in Tovkuf Pei Zayin in 1826, Mimasore Beir Vitebsk, from his imprisonment in the city of Vitebsk. Chalameyet Sukkis Neida Asher Hoshinu Es Admor Hamtzoyi. It was during Chalameyet of Sukkis that it became known that the Mittel Rebbe had been slandered. The Yom Aleph Pashas Noyach, Chof Ches Tishrei, on the Sunday, the first day of Pashas Noyach, which was the 28th of Tishrei, Nosa Belevias Pkidim Milubavitch, the Mittler Rebbe traveled, accompanied by officers from Lubavitch, left Lubavitch, B'Tzoharayim Bo L'Dobro Misl, in the noon, at around noontime, he reached the shtetl of Dobro Misl. Omasham divrei Elokim chayim, dach mayim rabim, etc. He said there the maimer, beginning with the words mayim rabim. Yom beis, on Monday, nosa misham ad lojna. On the second day, Monday, he traveled from there to lojna. Omasham dach, Rishpeho, Rishpe, etc. And there he said the maimer, beginning with the words Rishpeho, Rishpe. And Yem Gimel, on the third day, on Tuesday, Nosa Misham Lul Vitebsk. He traveled from Lozhna to Vitebsk. V'yoshav shom tofus ad yem aleph v'yishlach yud kislev. And he remained imprisoned there until the first day, Sunday, of Parshas Vayishlach on the 10th of Kislev.